Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Molly at Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And we're delighted to welcome in Otis Wilson. Otis Wilson, of course, 85 Bear, and a man that has a book, If These Walls Could Talk, Chicago Bears, telling some stories with our guy Chet Kopic. Good morning, Otis. How are you?
Morning, Otis.
I'm doing fine. Good morning. How you guys doing?
Well, we're delighted to talk to you and certainly interested as we look at the Bears and the situation they find themselves in, where their defensive coordinator has now been hired away as a head coach, and they did not win the Super Bowl, but they have to move on. And so we're talking about how you replace a guy that leaves a pretty good legacy as a coordinator. And, of course, you lived through that. You lived through that with Buddy Ryan when he went to Philadelphia. And Vince Tobin came in, and the numbers of the defense were very good, statistically very good. But things were different, weren't they?
Well, no doubt about it. I mean, you know, anytime you know, Fangio, you know, really worked himself into a position where, you know, he had a lot of success, then, you know, you get rewarded for that success. The bad part about it sometimes is when you leave a defense behind, you know, sometimes it can be good, sometimes it can be bad. I know for us, speaking personally, you know, we went from a dominating defense to just an all right defense. I mean, all the aggressiveness was gone, and, you know, the way you do things, the system, you know, systematically, you know, just changed the way you play football, and that could be a bad thing. I mean, we had enough pride, you know, me, Hampton, you know, Richard, Singletary. We wasn't just going to let it fall apart, but we struggled to really, you know, just really just to play the way we play as people. I mean, we had personalities that we were aggressive. We were, you know, it was go get them. And when you play with somebody and say, we're going to bend but not break, I can't play with getting punched in my face, then I react. And I'm not saying that that's going to happen to these guys, because football is different now. And, you know, the system they played under, you know, was good for them. So it's remained to be seen.
So, Otis, you look at the 1986 Bears, though, and defensively, you guys only gave up 187 points, which was an NFL record. 10 of 16 opponents were held to 10 or fewer points. 258 yards per game was first in the league. So the results spoke for themselves. Are you describing something different maybe in terms of the approach, or maybe the chemistry that was different because Vince Tobin wasn't Buddy Ryan?
It's not the chemistry. We are the chemistry. The systematically, you know, when you have an aggressive attack defense and now you do not attack, you know, like Richard Dent was averaging 17 sacks a game. You know, I was averaging 12 sacks a game. Then I went to 6 sacks a game. You know, Richard went to probably, you know, 12, 13, 14 a game. You know, when you're not aggressive and you're not playing, you're not playing your style, but you're still the same person. You're going to try to make whatever you put out there work. But if it ain't the kind of system you're used to, and not playing to your personality and not playing to what you're accustomed to, of course it's going to be different.
And, you know, what's interesting, obviously, is Buddy's system was very complex. And you guys, it took a while to learn that. And he was a guy that was a holdover from the previous administration when Ditka came in, and you guys had the defense going and up and running, and arguably the greatest single season defense in any year in NFL history. I know a lot of people loved that that Ravens team in 2000, but that is it's a very interesting conversation to have, and everyone you know here would obviously go back to the 85 Bears, and then Buddy leaves and things change and your aggressiveness changed a little bit.
Well, you hit it right on the head. I mean, the single season. The only reason why it was single season, because Buddy left. If Buddy would have stayed here, we could have probably had three Super Bowls, definitely two in a row. You know, so when you go, you know, bend but don't break until an attack defense, let's go kick their butt, it's two different things.
So the 2018 Bears, Otis, I've seen you around Soldier Field. I know you're familiar with the team. They did not win the Super Bowl, obviously, like the 85 Bears did, but they are changing defensive coordinators, and Vic Fangio is as revered as any defensive coordinator in town since Buddy left. If you had to give any sort of advice to the players who are coming back from a very successful defense in that Bears locker room, who are going to be dealing with and playing for a new defensive coordinator, what might the advice be?
Well, The first of all, I mean, we don't know who's coming in. We don't know what he has. You know, they played a 34 defense, I think, and you know, with different schemes. You know, you just really we as players, we follow the script. It ain't really up to us, to be honest with you. We got to play whatever's out there. You know, whatever hand we get dealt. So I'm just hoping to them. They have somebody that complements their style of play and allows them to be free and happy and play like they played all year. I mean, you know, I really enjoy watching them this year. You know, they play great football. They have some great individuals. But if this guy doesn't come in there and play to that talent, you know, we don't know what we're going to have.
You ever go through anything? I mean, Kevin Butler was a kicker that seemed to fit in well with the team and certainly was there a very long time. It was his rookie year in 85. You ever see that sort of thing happen in your career where you lose a game because of a kicker or where you kind of get to the end of a game and get – I mean, I can't imagine a more bitter ending for a football team than missing a field goal that would have advanced in the playoffs.
The sad part about it is you're right. You know, when you get to the playoffs, it's do or die. You know, and whoever wins goes on, you go home. And, you know, this guy has been doing that. He was doing it all year. So it wasn't just one game. I mean, there were several games where, you know, he just, you know, missed field goals. And you would think to be making that kind of money, you're a little more focused on what you're doing. And your technical skills are a little better. And, you know, as an organization, I mean, they had to make a decision too, you know, whether we stick with that or we see him through it. And obviously they saw him through it, and that's what they got. So, you know, it works on both ends. We always, as players, have to be prepared mentally and physically and then go out there and execute. You know, the coaches and the scouting organization, everybody else, always have to. Everybody got a job to do, and when everybody do their job, you know, the team moves forward. And unfortunately, you know, it didn't happen that way.
Otis, before we let you go, what did you like most about watching Roquan Smith?
You know what? I ain't watched but three people. Leonard, Roquan, and Matt. Because it's so similar to what I was accustomed to and what I do. And let me say one thing. They are damn good at what they do.
How would you rate them? Mac to number me, one? Yeah.
To be A+.
Yeah.
They're great players. And I only hope whoever comes in here allow them to be who they are and utilize what John Madden always told me, you know, when I get a chance, when we sit down, he's talk before games. He said, you find out what a team does best, and you let them do what they do best. And that's really what it is. You know, you don't change. If I'm a good rusher and play the run well, then that's what you let these guys do. You don't change, you know, what they do.
Sounds great, Otis. Thank you. Again, the name of the book, If These Walls Could Talk, Chicago Bears, and Otis wrote it with Chet. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Otis.
Appreciate it, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.